The story of Matthew Charles, a Nashville man sent back to prison after being free for more than 2 years, has become something of a cause célèbre, bringing pleas for his clemency all the way to the Oval Office. Charles was sentenced in the 1990s for selling crack and released when the Obama administration changed the guidelines for drug offenders. But prosecutors convinced the courts he shouldn't have been let out because of technicalities. Charles's story has been covered by everyone from Fox News to the BBC, but began with reporting by WPLN's Julieta Martinelli, who's in the studio. Well, thank you for joining us, Julieta.
Thanks, Jason.
So you've been reporting on Matthew Charles for a while, but people really started paying attention a few weeks ago. How did that happen, and when did you know the story had exploded?
We actually started reporting on Matthew Charles back in December. And, you know, we've been profiling his case as he battles through the legal system. And it was my final story where I talked about his last weeks before turning himself into prison that really went viral. And honestly, it was really surprising. I started getting tweets and mentions and retweets. I think I really realized how popular the story was when someone sent me a screenshot of Kim Kardashian tweeting the story.
One thing I found surprising was how many conservative voices jumped on this and really pushed the idea of a pardon. Obviously, the story connected with people on a human level, but why do you think they spoke out about this?
I think there's a lot of elements at play here. To start, the First Step Act, which is a criminal justice reform bill that is being heavily supported by conservatives, has been debated a lot recently in national television. And so outlets like Fox News really took on this story, and they focus on aspects that I think connect to their viewers. For example, Matthew Charles has spoken several times about this religious conversion that he had in prison. And so one of the things that Fox has been focusing on is how he was able to find religion and how that affected his rehabilitation. There's also the fact that Kim Kardashian had announced that she was going to the White House to talk about criminal justice reform. That made a lot of national headlines across the board in both liberal and conservative publications, because it's so rare and it's so surprising to hear that the president is asking a reality TV star for advice on criminal justice reform. But that is what's happening.
Well, when it comes to pardons, we've seen the president pardon a woman from Memphis recently. Do you have any indication as to whether Kim Kardashian, who is essential in that case, or anyone else, is still really pushing for Charles to be pardoned?
Well, Kim Kardashian has not publicly spoken out about Charles since her original tweet, but we did hear that she had brought his case up. And we also know from sources that his name has definitely been sent to the White House. But also, there have been other changes in this case. It's been shared by a number of people, from Chelsea Clinton to Matt Walsh, conservative and liberal figures like we've discussed. And Sean Hopwood, who's actually a former felon and a person who's made national news himself, now working as a law professor in Georgetown, heard this case and announced that he would be taking on his clemency petition pro bono. And I think that brought a lot of added visibility to the case. Hopwood is really one of the examples that people point to when they talk about what happens when people rehabilitate in prison and are given an opportunity to start over when they get out. And don't forget that Hopwood has been publicly supporting the First Step Act, the criminal justice reform bill that's been pushed by Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law.
Well, have you had a chance to speak to Mr. Charles since all of this happened?
Yeah, I actually had an opportunity. I went down to Kentucky, where he's currently being held at a local jail, waiting to be transferred to South Carolina. I was allowed to see him for only 15 minutes through a glass panel, but we had an opportunity to catch up and find out how he was feeling. And then I actually spoke to him on Saturday. Here's a bit of sound from our conversation.
It's wonderful to hear that, like I said, so many people have heard my story, or read about my story, and hearts have been moved with mercy and compassion. My heart is, I mean, just growing on a daily basis.
And another thing that I want to point out, there's been a lot of conversation within the criminal justice world and advocates who are concerned about the way that Trump is handling these pardons. And so while it is a very positive thing for many to see people like Marie Johnson be released, there's also a lot of concern because there are more than 10,000 applications currently pending with the Office of Pardons, and they've been pending for years. And Trump has announced that he has asked celebrities and NFL players to submit names names that they think deserve pardons. But he's going around the office and doing this on his own. And so there is a lot of concern that saving a few people and supporting these pardon initiatives will also result in thousands of others being forgotten.
Well, thank you for taking the time, and thank you for reporting on this, Julieta.
Thank you, Jason.
WPLN's Julieta Martinelli has been reporting on Matthew Charles for several months. You can find all of her stories at WPLN.org.